He's with us.
He just loves thrift.
Oh, make a motion. Make a motion to come out of executive session back into regular session.
Move second, we come out of executive back into regular. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Dave?
Okay, the first item is a discussion and possible introduction of a proposed ordinance regarding the realty transfer, regarding the county's portion of realty transfer tax. And I'll pass out a copy of this. That this is actually an ordinance that Mr. Griffin drafted up. What it would do, the purpose of it was, is to prevent some real estate sellers from only paying realty transfer tax on the value of their lot. What it would do is make the county, the language in the county's ordinance about realty transfer tax consistent with the state language. It would require the payment of county realty transfer tax of 1.5% on the value of new improvements made on property within 1 year after the purchase of a land. So if someone purchased a lot or a lot home package and went to settlement on the lot and then entered in a contract to build a house, they would have to pay the transfer tax on the house as well as the lot. They had to pay it on the lot when they settle on the lot.
That's only for 1 year. If it's over 1 year,
right,
that's
right.
Fine. Right. Now, the state has a similar tax.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And what we found that was happening in some cases is that, especially in these economic times, a lot home package might be sold. They go to settlement on the lot. They very soon thereafter enter in a contract for the builder to build the home. They don't pay the realty transfer tax on the house.
But that's only if it's a house lot package and they sign it. The initial contract states it's a house lot package. Somebody who buys a lot out in unincorporated Sussex County that's not in a subdivision, for instance, and then decides to build a house, they pay the state. Will they still pay this too?
Within
a year.
If they pay, the way it works now is that person would come in to get a building permit. Say if I bought a lot and then 6 months from now I was ready to build. And when I come in to get my building permit today, I would have to go pay 1% of the value of that home to the state of Delaware before,
right,
I got my building permit.
Right.
And this would basically require that the transfer tax be paid on that house when I got my building permit. That's the way we drafted it up. We were trying to, the concern was that basically what brought this to our attention is the situation where some lot home packages, they were only paying realty transfer tax on the lot and not the house,
right,
and the lot.
Right. Well, some of the newer subdivisions sell their real estate as you've got, it's a lock in and you've got to buy the house and the lot all together.
But we don't see that contract.
Right, we don't see that contract, but it's obvious in their literature that they're, when they're promoting the places and advertising. But when somebody just goes out and buys a lot on a county road that's not in a subdivision, where before they never had to pay this tax, that doesn't seem like that was ever a house lot package.
Right.
Somebody just bought a lot and then wanted to build a house.
Yeah.
So they will now be caught up with it, even though it's not a house lot package, is what,
right,
I'm trying to find out.
Right.
Well,
does this reference that it has to be a house lot package?
There may have been some that were house lot packages. I think
could have been, right.
One that I saw, the building permit was taken out before the lot was sold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm sure that does happen. Okay. So this basically catches anybody who buys a lot and then builds a house within a year.
Within a year, right.
It doesn't have to be a house lot package, because somebody will come and say, well, mine's not a house lot.
We didn't know how to separate the two.
Okay, so it's not referenced in here anything about a hot house lot
package. You're all or none, pretty much.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the gist of it. It's similar to ordinances passed recently by Ocean View and Bridgeville. It is a little different from Bridgeville's, because Bridgeville has like a 3% building permit penalty fee if the transfer tax is approved. We didn't see the need for that. again, the concern was equity, and that some would pay, and some are paying it, and some are not paying it.
Correct.
All right.
So this is...
So you want to wait 1 year and 1 day before you build your house?
That's correct. Absolutely.
And some people do that, Mr. Yes,
Oh, I know that. Oh, I know that. Okay.
All if right, you're a first-time home buyer, you're exempt anyway. So.
Right. Or,
okay, so when...
Exempt from the county.
You're exempt from the county, not the state. That's correct.
So this is now just going to be introduced, and we're going to have a public hearing on it.
Right. Somebody's got to introduce it.
The state does not call this a tax. They call it a revenue enhancer.
What are you going to call it when you introduce it?
Whatever you want to call it, Mr. Cole.
No, I'll go ahead.
I'll introduce it. It's going to public hearing.
Right. That's why we're here.
Let's All right. Dale Dukes has endorsed this new tax.
I didn't say that. I just said I'll introduce it.
Thank you. That's all we want is the headlines.
Dukes introduces tax. Now you shut up, Mr. Cole.
Anybody want me to help write the headlines?
Yes. The next item is the proposed 2009 County Council meeting schedule and the county employee holiday schedule. And the holidays, this is typically when I think Robin has passed.
Right, we have everything yesterday.
The holiday schedule is very similar to what we've done the last few years. There are 13 holidays. It is a non-election year, so there's no return day. There's no election day off like this year. Christmas Eve, in comparing it to the state, all the days are the same except for Christmas Eve, where the state does not give as official holiday Christmas Eve off. Usually, I think they let the employees go, but.
And these are all official. These are paid holidays, right?
Correct.
Yes. So there's 13 listed, and that's the county office proposed holiday schedule.
If the county gets trouble financially, could we give some unpaid holiday breaks?
Unpaid?
In addition to these.
You can do what you want. In addition.
Huh? Would that save money, though, Sue? It wouldn't save money. If we're not paying anybody?
Okay, Mr. Baker.
The next page shows proposed county council schedule. And again, the council schedule is pretty much every Tuesday. The second Tuesday of the month, for the most part, is a night meeting, as is tonight. But these are proposed days when the council would not meet. Again, Mrs. Griffith put this together, and it matches up very well with what we're doing this year, except that the days are, of course, different. And so I don't think there's any more or less holidays.
Can I make a suggestion? Mm-hmm. I know a couple of them won't be here next year, but didn't we this year try to make the NACO conference and the winter holiday one after the other, I mean, 2 weeks in a row. Didn't we do that?
No.
We didn't. We had a weekend. We had a week off. We came back, and we had another week off.
Right.
See, we down in July, and in July and in September, we have, like, 2 week spots. Is there anybody got any problems that we moved the – if you'll turn to the next page or two pages over.
Do you want to go to Florida, Mr. Cole?
Well, no, that would give somebody an opportunity, not so much.
I don't have any problem, Mr. Cole.
I know
you
don't.
Do.
I would think three of you wouldn't have any problem with it.
You want all night meetings?
It'll be just my luck that Jones will have a problem with it.
Where's support for night meetings?
If I abstain from voting, it could be a problem.
No, I'll talk to Mr. Phillips here. Mr. Phillips, I was thinking if you look at the calendar,
work this out at caucus before you go here.
Right. We never talk. March. I was thinking March 3rd.
You need to kiss up and make a little kiss here.
March 3rd. He only calls when he needs some money, a donation, or something crazy like that.
Well, Mr. Cole, would you like to look at this and bring it?
Well, if we can, maybe we can defer a week or so. I'll let Mr. I was thinking, David, that since we have a 2 week break in the summer and in the early fall, in the winter, if you had a 2 week break, maybe some of these new councilmen would like to. Go to Florida, go somewhere, stay home for 2 weeks. But it would give us 2 weeks in a row as opposed to being off a week, coming back, back and forth.
Wait a minute, you just complained about the paid holidays for the house.
You were talking about giving employees off of that being paid, you could save some money by not paying the council for these times off.
Well, I think the more we don't show up, the better it is.
I agree with you. That's the first time tonight we've agreed. You're not people,
because you, the damage you three have done in the last 8, 12, 15, 20 years. If you don't show up, you couldn't do anything. The problem, you couldn't do anything. I know a lot of people vote for that.
March 3rd and
7th. Well, I was just suggesting that. Why don't we defer?
Mr. Cole, just a minute. Let me talk to Mrs. Griffith. If we approve January's schedule, then would that make it okay with scheduling P&Z and all that other stuff, Lawrence, at the present time, and let the new staff? Even though we could, you know, I'd be more glad to put the February 23rd in there for you, George, and it'd be 3 weeks in a row.
No, I'm not asking for 3 weeks. I just thought if we could lump them together, it would be more appropriate.
You.
6 on the 13th.
These new guys might want to go to NACO. It's their first, you know, a lot of times you go when you're new.
Blank. Can this wait till next week? Can you wait till next week? Or do you need to have an answer?
You know, all, some of us went, and all, as years went by, we slacked.
Right.
Well, that would give somebody who wanted to take 2 weeks, they would give them a block. I can't leave because of school, but it would be something maybe for this next generation
one,
of council
people.
Yeah,
because this one in February is just sort of picked out of the
hat. I just pulled out of the nowhere, right. So
do you want to just approve the January schedule?
Well, I would say March. My suggestion would be March 3rd instead of February 17th. And Mr. Phillips.
Hey, am I making a motion, Mr. Cole?
Watch my lips. I'm just talking about it. I'm saying.
Make a motion. I'll second your motion. Go ahead.
There you go.
I make a motion that we make the, instead of February 17th, we make that March 3rd.
March
winter
3rd.
Holiday.
Scratch the okay. The winter holiday goes to March 3rd, right?
And you're scratching which one? September or what?
No, just February.
Oh,
February 17th, and we're going to put in March 3rd.
So you
is
have
my
March
suggestion.
3rd and March 10th.
So
together.
March 3rd through March 10th, that's a 2 week block. That would be no
second.
Council. Just
well, do we need. Is that what I guess?
Any discussion on it? Anybody have any problem with it?
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Keep moving, Dave.
Okay.
Okay. It's moved to second that we elite February 15th and move it to March the 3rd for a winter holiday. So Mr. Cole can go to Florida.
Well, I might want to hear it. Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
I want to go visit Dale.
Yes.
I should abstain just to make it. Yeah, but no, okay, yes. Okay.
And then the last one is the night meeting schedule, and it's, again, it's very similar, except there are most of the night meetings are, again, the second Tuesday. Occasionally, like April 21st, there was no meeting on April 14th, so it was pushed back. In November, November 11th is the actual second Tuesday, but the Veterans Day follows.
Go ahead, keep rubbing that mouth and see what happens.
The
You'll
suggestion
be
was
night.
To make it November
Excuse
17th.
Me, Dave. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dave.
So anyway.
Wish I had a gavel.
These are the three proposed schedules for your consideration.
Okay.
I have a Mr. President. Could I
That's
make some comments?
You want to be nice now?
Yeah, I'm just being nice, Mr. President.
Kiss Hanya.
You were the one running your minute down to me here a minute ago. I would make a motion that we would just defer on the night meeting schedule and let address
right,
it January.
You have to let January in stay
well,
there because the P&Z
is
right. You have okay. to let the January stay there.
Then I would I'll make
you guys
a
want to make sure the public doesn't get to meet tonight and everything like that.
No,
I understand
no.
that.
I would just like I just think the bringing the other council they may want to do more night meetings and I don't know what their feelings are on this. I've always suggested we do maybe from like 4 to something another, move it up a little bit earlier. So there may be some modifications of it. So, but anyway, I will make a suggestion that we defer on the dates from February through December of 2009 on the night meeting schedule. You have a question there, Mr. Wright?
Mr.
Wright?
As far as scheduling goes, right now, because of this year's schedule, we go into the 6th and the 13th
of
January.
Okay.
The 6th is a day meeting.
That's the day you get
sworn in.
Okay,
right.
But
so we weren't going to schedule any public hearings that would affect council for that day.
Right.
Okay.
13th will have scheduled hearings.
Right.
And if you're going to wait for a couple weeks, you might want to schedule at least January and February. That's what you're going to do tonight.
I agree with you.
Okay.
That may take the pressure off everybody.
So if I said that we would defer from March through December at this time. Would that be okay? All right, I'll make a motion that we defer on the night meeting schedule on March 17th date to the December 8th dates, and that we defer on those until the first of the year.
So January 6th?
Well, we'll let them know early. Whoever gets elected in November, they'll have plenty of time to think about it. But we should be able to.
Are you approving the two for January?
Well, just approve January and February. That would be my motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I hope you're the only one else here.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the night meeting schedule for 2009, January the 13th and February the 10th, deferring on from March down to December. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Passed.
Hasn't passed yet, George?
It has.
2-2. Last time I looked. I'm swing vote here, buddy. I'll vote yes also. So you can be mouthy again.
Let me look and see what else is on the agenda.
Did we make a motion on the first schedule and the second schedule?
No, I need an official motion on those two.
The holiday schedule and
I'll make a motion that the Sussex County 209 holiday schedule that we adopt the schedule as presented.
Second.
Move to second that we approve the holiday schedule in 2009 as presented. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Motion passed.
I'll make a motion we adopt the proposed Sussex County Council will not meet on the following dates schedule.
As amended.
As amended.
Thank
by substituting March 3rd for February 17th.
Right.
Need a second? Need a second?
Second.
I'm still waiting, yeah?
Oh, I think, yeah, here we go. You just
okay,
said.
There you go. Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the Sussex County schedule for 2009 as amended, which would be eliminating February 17th and adding March 3rd. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
I think Mr. Phillips and I are working closely today.
Yeah, but you should have gone. You should have got kissy-kissy a little
these
earlier
big
and
issues.
All that kind of stuff, you know, so you don't have to screw up the meeting. So,
big
okay.
Issues.
Okay, Mr. Baker.
Okay, the next item is the administrator's report. First item is Sussex County recertified as storm ready.
George?
Mr. Joseph Thomas, Director of Emergency Preparedness for Sussex County, received a letter from the National Weather Service notifying us that the county has been recertified by the National Weather Service as a storm-ready community. This reflects the county's establishment of a system for the rapid exchange of information regarding severe weather with Sussex County residents and a recurrent public information campaign to ensure the county residents understand action needed when a warning is issued by the National Weather Service. And attached is a copy of the letter. This Friday, October 17th, at 10 a.m. in the Tatnall Building in Dover, the Governor's Advisory Council on Planning Coordination will meet to consider Sussex County's comprehensive plan. We expect a recommendation to the Governor as a result of this meeting. So that is Friday at 10 a.m. DLDOT Public Workshop, U.S. Route 13 intersection improvements. DLDOT will be holding a public workshop at Seaford Middle School on October 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. regarding design plans for proposed improvements on U.S. Route 13 near Seaford. And then finally, the Clean Hands Ordinance. As a result of the Clean Hands Ordinance, $409,127 in county school property taxes and water and sewer charges have been collected since October 2007. The ordinance requires that prior to the issuance of a building permit, other county obligations for taxes and sewer and water bills must be satisfied and current.
That was a good way to get money without having to raise taxes or fees. Now, are we doing that in all departments? Or is the Clean Hands, are we doing it throughout this whole county government?
The county services.
Yes. We are now, okay.
Yes.
And the our current ordinance covers all those areas.
Yes.
There's no loopholes.
Nope.
Okay, I gotta ask the questions to get the right answer from you guys.
It applies to any approval someone would seek from the county.
Correct. Okay. Any questions, Mr. Baker?
Should've done that years ago.
Susan?
Thank you. In your packet this week, you received a little bit of information about the Delaware Community Foundation.
Right.
We gave a grant last week, and you gentlemen wanted some more information, maybe some options of what we could do with our investment there. The Delaware Community Foundation is a philanthropic community organization. They pool their donations together to get the biggest value for their investment, much like when we're in our pension with the state pool. So everything's allocated. One of the questions was, do we have a say with our funds? Like, can we pull it out of the investment and go with a money market or a savings type account or a certificate of deposit? And we can at this point.
Can or cannot?
We cannot. Can. When you put your funds in that foundation, you can direct it to a particular investment vehicle, but now that we're in the mix and the allocation, we can't turn back because it's all interrelated.
Unless we withdraw it.
Well,
and use it for something?
Yeah, there's a couple of options that I see. Of course, we could keep our funds there. We know a market's eventually going to get back to normal over time, and we could maintain the purpose that these funds were set aside there for, which was October of 2004. Now, everything's in storage, but David, you did mention that it was a community effort of why the funds.
The idea originally was that different organizations would match the funding, and it would the county's funds would generate additional contributions, and we did use $50,000 of it 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And then again, of course, we used the principal last week, so some of the principal last week for the first state grant.
So what the figure you have in here is what we have, the balance?
Well,
right.
It's an estimated because as you can keep changes. Up to date as right. I mean, you can only get to some point. Another option would be to pull the funds back out of the investment and put it back into the general fund. Sometimes this organization that has other agencies has kind of targeted this money, and they've come in for requests specifically saying, well, what about can we use the money over there? So that would eliminate that. And then the other idea is pull the money back out of the investment, open up a single CD under our general fund, keep it rolling for a future grant program, and then maybe the income we make off of it, we could address that in the budget. $50,000, 3.75%, you might get $1,800 a year. It's not a lot of money, but it would give you the control of the funds. You could always do something with the principal later. I mean, it's not a lot of money, but there's a couple of options.
I think my thoughts were to get it into a CD maybe and get county back into control of it.
It's a CD paying, what, 2 point what?
Well,
3.75 last week.
What was it?
3.75 in the bigger amount, so, I mean.
You could invest a longer term, too.
Well, I don't think this amount of money is ever going to make a lot of money for us to do a lot of good things with because it's such a small amount of interest in its bearing, right?
Well, that's so why.
Why don't we get it out, put it somewhere, and then maybe we could find some and use it because we were in 2004. We set it aside to use. Here it is 4 years later. We haven't used it. I think we ought to either use it or put it back
like
in the general fund.
If you'd like to use it, maybe we could address it with the next budget.
That's what, yeah.
Put it in the budget
right,
and
pull
it out. Plan on pulling it out and go through whatever process that is and then include it in next fiscal year's budget.
Right.
I agree because we don't want to rush to use it just for a program, but through the budget process we get a lot of requests and we do a lot of thinking, so I don't see that there's a.
What are the, David, what are those, with the hundred and some thousand dollars we give out in community grants?
Human service grants.
How much was that, 116,000?
156 or something.
156.
I've always said there's with the economic times and everything, there's more demand on that funding. I would say take it out and put it in there and bring that up, and then we'd have 160-some thousand that we can distribute to organizations in Sussex County.
Of course, once you put that in your budget, it will be that every year.
Well, No, every...
And that's hard to go back down.
Right.
But, I mean, that's a good idea, I thought of that too.
Try to put the kibosh on the idea.
We went to a...
I give her a good idea, and she's like...
You just got to know that once you get with an extra 50 a year, you're usually stuck with it.
Anyway, I...
Yeah, it's 156 even. And they'll be coming up in a couple of weeks.
Right. So that would be my suggestion. I don't know, I would make a motion that we would do that. Is there anybody want...
Is there anybody going to...
Any conversation, discussion, or whatever? They're talking about that 2-week vacation they're getting next year.
That's right. They appreciate
it. I'll see you in Florida, Mr. Cole.
I'm coming to your house.
Good.
An extra bedroom.
If you allow me to spend some more of my money, I'll take you to dinner.
The problem is I'll come down to visit Dale and use that extra bedroom. You know who will be there?
Bob Stickles.
Okay. I agree with Mr. Cole.
Mr. Cole has made a motion to pull the money out of the Delaware Community Foundation. Is there a second?
To pull it out when now?
Yep.
No, budget year, right?
I thought it was budget time.
No, pull it out and put it in a CD and then include it in next year's budget. Dale, the way the market goes, it might be less.
Excuse me?
Is that your recommendation?
That was one of the three options.
What's your recommendation?
Like
leave it alone
in
the budget?
Personally, that's...
No, we're going to use it for the budget. We're just going to get it out and then and not touch it and then have it included in next year's budget.
That's what you like, right?
Yeah.
That's what.
Well, what do you want?
I take the recommendation of what the finance director said.
As a matter of fact, I had a motion just in case written that way.
She's giving us option. We'll leave it there and see if we can regain the market.
$150,000, I would say, but.
Be it moved that the
Sussex County Council withdraw the remaining balance in the Delaware Community Foundation and add to the general fund for a future grant program to be cited with the 2010 budget.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
You're risking. We're not risking anything. You're saving them. Come on, somebody start thinking.
Right, Susie? That's your recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, wait down there.
Susie, does this imply that we're going to spend it next year? I mean, we're running multi-million-dollar deficits. It may be prudent to just...
Well, that was one of the options. Pull out the funds, put it back in the general fund, and it goes back in the mix.
But it doesn't necessarily increase that human service grant to the 160 or
whatever. No, that would have to be that's a budget line item.
I would think that staff is very conservative in the past that they were.
And like we said, for right now through 2009, it wouldn't do anything but keep rolling in an investment. We would address it in the 2010 budget. We wouldn't spend it in 2009.
Right. You still have another year.
We're not. The motion does not require that we spend it in 2010.
No.
Okay. It's a move to second that we pull the money from the community foundation and allow staff to invest it or whatever they see fit, and then somewhere in the 2010 budget. Could be there, right? Is that what you're saying, Susie? Or you just want to pull it out?
Put it out, it goes into the general fund.
Well, and then when it pulls into the general fund, it'll still be
invested.
Sort of designated
for 2000.
Some kind of program.
Okay.
But we won't.
She'll have it in her drawer, top drawer.
Top drawer? It's locked up. Okay. The motion is, excuse me, to pull the funding out of the community foundation and use it for the 2010 budget.
Possibly.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.